From Washington, this is VOA News. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The Islamist movement issued a statement on Thursday. It said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where. It only said his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying that Omar died 2 years ago. A Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Efforts are being made for facilitating the second round of peace talks between the Afghan Taliban and Afghan government.
Khalilullah said Pakistan remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris to determine if it is part of the Malaysian Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March of 2014. The 2-meter-long fragment was found Wednesday on a beach in Reunion Island, more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. As Harudin Abdul Rahman is Malaysia's Director General of Civil Aviation.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date of any part of the aircraft that we can locate or we can identify. So
experts say that they believe the results of the tests will be positive based on the shape and the holes that connect it to other parts of the airplane. This is VOA News.